One more vital trait to accomplish excellence is to be creative. Franco Vaz, one of the best drummers that the industry has seen, and a key long-standing member of the Pancham team, fondly remembers Pancham's creativity.
He was very creative. There is one scene where there's hundreds of umbrellas and people are getting in the rain. And it's a very open scene, you know. Everybody is wondering what kind of music to put in. Even the director was foxed. Like, he didn't know, Pancham Inder, kya dega? He waited, he thought, he smoked his cigarette, had 2-3 teas and all that. And I was sitting in the artist room with my timpanis, you know, the huge drum, 29 inches big.
29 inches.
29 inches, huge. So they had got them from Chicago. He called Ashok, the recordist, the engineer, he called him out. And he said, do one thing, put AKG-414 very close to the skin of this drum.
And what is that AKG-414?
The mic, special microphone, which is a very sensitive microphone. And put it very close to the skin, he said, very close, just quarter inch away from the skin. So Golsa was like confused.
What to do?
What are you trying to do? If you take that mic so close, it will burst the mic, you know. So he said, you do what I'm telling you, what's your problem? So what he did was, he made me tune the timpani to the lowest note that it can go to, you know. Are you baja? And it was a very loud sound. Boom. What he did was, he asked Deepan. Deepan is the assistant engineer. So he asked him to record that. I played that sound and he tuned his voice very low. A quarter note, a half note lower than that sound, you know. He goes, low, no? And he sang that, and there was a wobble in the sound that came, you know. He sang the note, it was reverberating, the skin reverberation, and his voice was creating a very flutter wobble, you know. He recorded that and looped that inside on the quarter inch and used that as the surround sound of that, which today we call surround sound.
And these are all impromptu.
This is just idea just coming from,
just like
from nowhere, yeah.
That was Pancham. Creativity was actually his middle name. Now, how can I explain his creativity in words? Let's sample some from his ocean of creations. He produced sounds of different frequencies by blowing air into bottles filled with different levels of water. Let's hear an application of this in the famous track of Ruk Jana O Jana. Now let's hear how rubbing sandpapers against each other produced the sound of a train in the prelude of Hum Dono Do Premi. Listen to the chick 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 sound of the running train right after the train whistle. Why only instruments? RD produced unique sounds through his beloved musicians as well. Once he played bare hand. Yes, bare hand on the back of Amrit Rao Katkarji. Can't believe it, right? Okay, let's hear it in the song Raat Gai Baat Gai from the film Darling Darling. One time, he wasn't getting a particular sound he desired. But he wasn't the one to give up. He got the musician to drop the end of a drumstick on the edge of a tabla to create this sound. Let's listen carefully to what happens between the words Pyar Hua and Chupke Se. Here goes. Simply great. No better way to express our feeling than saying that from the bottom of our hearts. We will always continue to love you.